For the last 3 days, U.S. and Arab diplomats and business leaders have been meeting in Detroit. The conference was envisioned as a way to promote better economic ties between the U.S. and the Arab world. But as Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, the war in Iraq has complicated matters and appears to be an impediment for some investors.
In his keynote address, Secretary of State Colin Powell peered at a crowd of Arab heads of state and American corporate executives and renewed the Bush administration's call for assistance to rebuild Iraq.
To seize their future and make hope real, the Iraqi people need trade. They need investment. They need you.
Without such assistance, Powell says, the Middle East will remain mired in a cycle of poverty, leading to frustration, violence, and terrorism. Yet Powell says the Gulf region is ripe for the kind of free trade, particularly with U.S. firms, that he says will break that cycle.
We all know the power of free trade. Just look at Jordan. A few short years after Jordan implemented sweeping economic reforms and concluded a free trade agreement with the United States, Jordanians have increased their exports. At the same time, American companies have increased their sales to Jordan by almost 30%.
Yet Jordan's reforms have far outpaced those of their more impoverished neighbors. Some Arab officials say they would like to follow Jordan's example, but they view any U.S.-sponsored initiative with great skepticism. The Crown Prince of Bahrain, Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa, says some Arabs can't look past U.S. foreign policy in the region.
There are two lenses through which we assess the results of the U.S. policy. The first is the Palestinian-Israeli issue. The second is Iraq.
The Detroit conference was intended to find ways to increase economic ties despite such concerns. And both American and Arab officials say there are few barriers to continuing the Middle East's major export to the U.S., oil. But the chairman of PepsiCo, Michael White, says American firms need to have the same easy access to Arab markets. White says that will only happen when Arab governments commit themselves to economic reforms. He says U.S. and Arab states could then work together to reverse overall unemployment in the Gulf, which has doubled in recent years, and help raise the income and educational levels of Arab youth.
We're looking at over 350 million consumers. 60% are under the age of 24. Now, for those of you who can imagine, our target consumer for both Pepsi and Lay's potato chips are those consumers. So we think there's a tremendous opportunity for growth as we look at the Arab world in the future.
Organizers in Detroit had hoped the conference would provide a comfortable setting in which to make progress on some of these issues. The Detroit area is home to one of the largest populations of Arabs and Muslims outside of the Middle East. But with U.S. troops still on Iraqi soil, some of the Arab leaders attending the conference say increasing understanding or investment opportunities will remain elusive. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.